This is Hi Dad, the show where you get the advice your dad would give you, because common sense isn't so common. Here's your host, Shane Ball.
And God bless you, everybody. What's up, fam? How are y'all doing? I'm so glad you're here with us. Us being me, Dr. Wall, and David Marshall.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Family, I'm so glad you tuned in today. We got a great podcast for you. It's going to be an awesome show. And I definitely want to invite you to write or to text message or to call in. If you want to call or send a text message, the number is 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. You can send in an email or an iMessage to questions at hidadshow.com. Dr. Wall, did you have a good day?
My day was wonderful. Absolutely. And still is wonderful. And you know what, David? We have got to give a shout out to all of our subscribers, all of those who download, those who listen. Family, you helped Hi Dad reach an amazing number seven in the iTunes New and Noteworthy. We are slot number seven in kids and family.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Glory to God. And number 14 in religion and spirituality.
Nice.
Of all the podcasts. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And you know what this means? This means that you are enjoying this. It's helping you. It is really giving you the outlet that you need. And of course, you loving the information, the advice that you are getting. God bless you. David, thank you so much. You know, David was the one that told me, he sent a text to let me know. I was so excited because whenever we get feedback from you, you know, I want to be a little transparent here. When we get feedback from you, it means a lot. I don't want you to look at me as if I am just so untouchable. You know, wow, we hear you on the podcast. No, you can reach out. You can literally we look at the emails. Well, mostly David looks at the emails. And because I don't like, this is just me, I don't like looking at the questions until right when David is mentioning them on the air, because I want to give you my first best response to that. That's just the way I like to do it. If you say I have a gifting, then that's what stirs up that gift in me to just give you the wisdom that I know you need, the understanding that I know you're calling in, writing in for. And we just thank you. Thank you again. Number seven in kids and family, number 14 in religion and spirituality. And we also made in the top 25 in self-help. So Hi Dad is your show. David says it all the time. Family, this is your show. Again, we are touchable. Come on, let us know what your questions are. Let us know what your concerns are. Don't be afraid. You won't regret it. I promise you, we're just here to help. David?
You know, and we've got some people that have done just that. They've reached out. The first email is from Daydream. They say, Hi, Dad. Basically, I'm jealous of my sister all of the time. I'm jealous because she's thin and I'm not. I'm jealous because she has friends and I don't. I'm jealous because she's pretty and I'm not. I'm jealous because she has a boyfriend most of the time and I don't. I'm jealous because she has a job and I can't get a job yet. The only thing I don't envy is her temper. It's getting to the point where I'm wanting to move out because I can't stand being around her, both for the jealousy reason and for her temper. I'm sick of being the fat, ugly sister. My mom said I shouldn't envy her because all the things I envy about her haven't gotten her very far. I can't stop, and it's making me hate her. I don't want to hate my sister.
Well, Daydream, you know, I'm still kind of stuck on she has a boyfriend most of the time.
Most of the time. Sometimes she has a boyfriend.
I am still
on and off.
I'm still stuck right there. She has a boyfriend most of the time, and I don't. And I could add most of the time, but I want you to know that your mother is right. You should not envy her. There are a lot of people out there who are beautiful phenotypically. Their phenotype, their outside appearance, their outward appearance, their body, their skin, you know, their bone structure and their face, you know, all of the components that make somebody look good and quote unquote attractive. And beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Now, our society has said to us that if you're a certain weight, if your eyes are a certain length apart, if your hair is a certain grade or whatever, then that is what is beautiful. That is what we call beauty. But I'm going to tell you something, Daydream. You heard your mom correctly. You cannot in any way, shape, form, or fashion look at yourself as if you are lesser than your sister. How in the world can you say that just based on how people look? There are a lot of people who look great, but they don't go anywhere in life. And that's what your mom was trying to tell you, or what she actually said. It hasn't gotten her very far. What happens is we go through our lives and we try to become somebody who we believe is well-liked, famous, this, that, and the other. I have seen some people who other people would call ugly, literally. They would say they don't dress that well, but they have a flock of friends. People just love them. There is something about everybody. David, there's something about everybody that people are drawn to. There's an attraction that you have, Daydream. I don't want you to worry about that. Now, you're hating your sister because of all that. Well, if you apply what I just said, you'll probably pity your sister instead of hating her. Why? Because you're going to see your values are a whole lot more. You know what, Daydream? You say, well, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have what my sister, I'm not as pretty as she is. I don't have her size and I don't have her friends and boyfriend and this, that, and the other. But guess what? What you have weighs more in life than that, because everything that you mentioned about your sister, if those things fade, if those things leave, what does she have? We have to start looking at those things that are going to last, that are going to matter. When you go to get a job, yes, I know some people hire people because of how they look, but after a while, the money and the customer service and everything else that they need for you to have, if you don't have that and you're trying to get it just on your looks alone, you will be fired.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So you focus, Daydream, on the better things in life. Integrity. Get your education. Focus. Now that you don't have all those things your sister have, that your sister has, she has, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to focus on the things that matter. You don't have all these quote unquote distractions that your sister has. So focus, get done, nothing but A's. I'm not even going to let you get a B, nothing but A's. God bless.
Thank you, Daydream, for writing in. Adrian from Chula Vista, California, sends in a text message and says, I have a friend who I'm worried about. He's bipolar, and I haven't heard from him in a few days. He's normally on Facebook, and there's no answer from his phone. I've just sent him a message. I'm sure he's okay, but I know that he can get really down sometimes. What can I do?
You know, I have had this happen to me, Adrian, before, and more than one time, probably even more than two times. And it is so easy to become afraid, to worry. And it's normal. That is most definitely normal. What I would do is, and I don't know exactly how you're feeling, but you're probably like, well, I don't really want to call his parents because if I do that, then I don't know. I feel strange. They may be even more worried or something like that. I have gotten to a point where I was worrying, and come to find out, it's like, you didn't answer any of your messages. Oh, yeah. I dropped my phone and it broke. I couldn't do a thing. And here I was worried like crazy, but it was just a simple thing. They dropped their phone or forgot their phone, the battery died or something like that. And it is very, I don't know, and it very well could be that he ran away and he just needs some time to himself. And you say he's a friend, and my guess would be that it is mutual. He considers you a friend as well. I want you to be all right with this, okay? Pray for him. I'll pray as well, but pray for him. And when I say hope for the better, I don't mean just think about it that maybe everything's okay, but let's just hope for the better. Don't draw any conclusions, okay? Take the paintbrush out of your hand. Don't draw any conclusions. Wait until you hear what's really going on, because you can worry yourself so much until your brain is stuck on worry and you can't study, stuck on worry and you're not getting proper sleep. You lose your appetite. Don't let this bother you. I don't know to what level this worry has gotten you, but I don't want you to be worried. People sometimes take a break, okay? And I've had that to happen, and I know it does happen. So I don't feel anything negative is really gone on. You know, I don't think it's tragic, but that's just what I'm feeling from this. Just wait it out. Do me a favor. Call or text or email us back in 3 days. In 3 days. All right. If you haven't heard anything, or even if you have, within 3 days, I want you to call, text, or write me back. I think everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Adrian. God bless.
Thanks, Adrian, for writing in. We appreciate it. Tanya is in Garland, Texas, sends in an email and says, my dad left a few years ago, and I still see him occasionally. And today he came into my room and gave me a lecture on how hard his childhood was and how he had to work 3 jobs at my age because he was poor and et cetera, and how I'm just a lazy git. A lazy git. That's like English, right?
Oh.
Somebody from... it just sounds like it.
I don't know.
He's not my dad anymore. Since he left, I've just come to think of him as another one of Mother's irritating friends. I don't want any connection with him, and I resent this biological coincidental connection that seems to be so important. I don't like him, his family, his views, French job, anything. So why do I have to associate with him, and why does he get to judge my life and choices like he's still someone I respect as a role model? He lost that ages ago, so he doesn't get to make me feel bad anymore. Am I on the right here, or am I just being a horrible person? What should I do?
Tanya, I really, really sense your frustration, but I'm going to tell you what, I also sense your hurt. You are hurt. And guess what, Tanya? You're responding the way you're responding out of hurt. That's what's going on. He is your dad, and you know this, but you want to punish him by withholding your love. You want to punish him by not respecting him. Even if it's just lashing out in this email all the way from Texas, this is your way of getting back at him. You said he's not my dad anymore. Unfortunately, you can't say that and it become reality so that you can feel good. Okay? I say unfortunately because I'm on your side of this. And when I say your side, I'm just right here by you with my arm around you, trying to comfort you, because I'm about to drop a bomb on you. So that's why I'm talking the way I'm talking. All right. Now, Tanya, your dad has a love for you that you don't know about. And he's trying to bring this love to light. Now, if I just, oh, Tanya, get over it. He is your dad. If I went through all of that, you wouldn't hear me. You really, really wouldn't. And that's not how I even feel to talk to you right now. You are going through emotionally. Oh, now you're going to come back in my life? Now you're trying to be my dad? Where were you? No. And you're going to call me lazy? Where have you been to teach me how to be a hard worker? Now you're going to come in my bedroom talking about you had three jobs. Come on, dude. You're not even my dad anymore. What are you saying? Listen, I don't even want to hear you right now. I understand where you are. I really do. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to separate what you feel about him from who he actually is. He is your dad. You're going to have to forgive. That's hard, but let me teach you what forgiveness is. Forgiveness doesn't say that I won't feel the hurt anymore. No, no, no. Forgiveness means you don't owe me anything. You have to get to that point. It's difficult to get to that point, but you have to get to the point where you don't owe me anything. But I do expect that if you are trying to come into my life, you're going to have to stay. You're going to have to be faithful. No more disappearing acts. You have the right, Tanya. You have the right to respectfully talk to your dad about how you feel. It's okay if you cry. It's okay, but you just can't disrespect him. You can't call him names. Just talk to him about how you feel. That is 100% legal, 100% respectful, and he has to respect that. Okay? After that, let him respond. Listen to him. Don't butt in or anything. Just listen to him. All right? You really have a love for him. You want to know how I know? Because you asked the question at the end of your email, am I in the right here? Or am I just being a horrible wanker? That means you really have a love for him. And you can feel, you can sense that there is a connection being formed here, but you're just bucking up against it. Let it happen, Tanya. I know it's hard. Let it happen. Let the relationship form. Okay? And I believe you'll be all right. Let me know. But I believe you'll be okay. And you don't have to take giant steps. Just baby steps. Let him know how you feel. And try to be calm while you're talking to him, so you can really get all your words out and really just pour out your heart. That would be the best way. If you do get emotional, that's absolutely fine. Just make certain that you remain respectful, so you will not regret anything that you have said, but you can intelligently pour your heart out and let him know how you feel. And that's valid, it's legal, it's respectful, and it will work. I just believe it. Thank you, Tanya. God bless.
Thanks, Tanya, for your email. Katie from Henderson, Nevada, sends in an email and says, every day I get up, and it's the same for me. I shower, I go to lectures, I come back to my flat, I eat, I mess around on my computer, check my Facebook, go to the gym, come back to my flat, meet friends, come back to my flat, eat, mess around on my computer, check my Facebook, read a book, then sleep. None of my day really involves studying, and it really worries me. I'm spending far too much time procrastinating and doing other things instead of schoolwork. I need to start motivating myself to work harder, but I don't know where to start. I need your help.
Katie, you have a lot of distractions. You have a whole lot of distractions. And what you're doing is this is what you've done. You have created a life of distractions. And that life of distractions has actually become habitual. This is who I am. This is your atmosphere. You have an atmosphere, a surrounding of distractions. And distractions are attractive. They're very attractive. And that's what's happening. You have become attracted to your distractions. Nothing, remember this, Katie, and those of you who are listening, nothing can ever distract you if it doesn't first attract you. You've got to make certain that you get rid of this attraction to distractions. How do you do that? You have to make a schedule and stick to it. If you don't make a schedule and stick to it, I promise you, you will fail. And I don't want you to fail, Katie. I learned something years ago. A friend of mine, Sheila, taught me, always do the hardest things first. Always. When you do the hardest things first, guess what, Katie? All these things that you mentioned that were distractions, they become rewards. You get to reward yourself for getting the hard stuff done. That is most important. Your schoolwork, this, that, and other. Do all of that first. And you're going to have to reprogram your mind, your whole life to say, those things that I like to do, those are my rewards. I don't get a reward if I don't finish my homework. You got it? Thank you. God bless.
You're going to do great, Katie. Thanks for writing in. Jason from Tucson, Arizona, sends in an email and says, every support group I've been to has urged me to find God, but I come from a very non-religious family, and it's just never been a part of my life. I've never had to think about it. My views are just that you're born, you live, you die, you decompose, etc. I don't believe in God or the afterlife or anything, and it's frustrating because I know faith plays a pretty significant part in therapy and recovery. So basically, I'm asking you to help me understand the concept of a higher power. Please? I really don't understand it at all, and I want to learn more.
You know, David, people all over the world, I mean, we haven't gotten emails from like Asia or Africa or anything, but people all over the world are seeking. And, you know, I'm looking at these emails as you're punching them over to me in text messages. People are seeking. They really are. And Jason, you are very bold, very, very bold and yet intelligent, because you understand that you have a problem and you're trying to find God. Well, he's not lost. He really is not. But I will tell you this, God doesn't put himself just out in the open. He doesn't. So I'm like, what? I mean, God is just everywhere. He says, no, God doesn't put himself out in the open. We're talking about a person. God is a person. Somebody's like, oh, he is not. What are you talking about? No, I didn't say he is a human being. Person just simply means he has a personality. He has a personality. And in that, you'll find God when you learn how he is. You can never learn how God is. Yes, you can even understand God. Because God doesn't want us to think of him as just way out there, some gigantuan 1,000 foot tall.
I am God.
You know, yeah. Sitting on this big throne and don't do this, don't do that. Come here, go there. No, God is not like that. He has a personality. Now, you've read the story about Jesus Christ. If not, I encourage you to do that. Why? Because one of Jesus' disciples asked him once, show us the Father. Show us God the Father. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In other words, you see how I am. You see how I love. You see the healings, all the miracles. He said, my Father is what, he is the one who's doing this. I'm only doing what I see my Father do. Jesus loved children. He loved people. He stood up for what was right and he condemned what was wrong. Jason, this is who God is. God, Jesus never, ever, ever wanted us to look at God as creator to just little creatures. No, he wanted us to look at him as father to child. We are his children. When we come to him and we ask him to take over our lives, talk to him, Jason. That's what you do. Simply talk to God. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't even believe. You know what? I have a secret, and I'm going to reveal a secret. Your secret, Jason. I'm about to reveal your secret to everybody listening right now. You do believe. You do believe. You just don't know him. That's all. You have heard, and I'll prove it to you, Jason, that you believe because you're reaching out. You, something in you is reaching out. And you know what? That's belief. I have a belief that I can't substantiate. I have a belief that I cannot, I can't even convince myself, but it's something that I know it has to be somebody out there. It has to be. It just has to be. And that is belief. That is your belief in progress. You're reaching out. And I'm glad you reached out to me. I could get very spiritual. I could bring forth scriptures. Oh, I could scripture this answer down. But I just want to talk to you and let you know what God is like. Talk to him. Oh, I've had several people to do this. I've had people of religions who believe in other gods or whatever. But I tell them, you just talk to God. And you know what, Jason? I'm going to tell you something. Out of all the religions who have other gods, none of them can say they have a relationship with their God, that their God speaks to them. God is a spirit. By his Holy Spirit, Jason, he speaks directly to us. He responds to us. Everybody else who worship other gods, they don't have that type of relationship. That's why I'm telling you, talk to him. He will speak back to you in his own way. And you'll develop a relationship with him and you'll learn. Go to church. Go to a church where, ask some of your friends about the church that they go to and ask them, why do you like your church? How does your church teach you how to get close to God? What is your relationship with God like? When you find somebody, Jason, who has a relationship with God and they're just smiling and you can tell it's just real and they're glowing. And when you find that individual, male or female, and you are literally taken by their love for God, and you see somebody and you're like, I want to feel like that. I want to feel just like that. I want to be able to say, I know God just like that. Will you take me to your church? Oh my goodness, Jason. And it would be their honor to do so. So I would ask your friends around, talk to God for yourself, ask your friends around. You'll get so close to God. It's going to be remarkable. You may even pastor a church one day, Jason.
Uh-oh, go Jason.
That would be awesome. Stay in touch. I've got to hear back from you. I just got to. Let me know how it goes. At least a week, but if you can tomorrow, let somebody know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you, Jason. That's going to be astounding.
God bless.
Listen, I encourage everyone to write or to call into the Hi Dad show. We read every question, or we listen to every question that comes our way. Now, don't forget that you can call or text message your questions toll-free to the 866 number. It's 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. Or you can shoot us an email or an iMessage at questions@HiDadShow.com. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Hi Dad Show. You can follow Dr. Wall on Twitter. He's at Shane_Wall. Or on Facebook by searching for Pastor Shane Wall. And pick up a copy of Dr. Wall's brand new book, Understanding: All Success is Attained by It. Get the book, get the understanding, be the success. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can get every single episode of Hi Dad right on your device. Also, tell your friends about the show and encourage them to send in their questions and concerns. HiDadShow.com is the place where you can find out everything about the show, and as a bonus, we'll be posting answers to the most common questions there as well. We love you, family. My name is David Marshall, in the studio here with Dr. Shane Wall, and thanks so much for tuning into Hi Dad.